We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. More than 1,200 cases of monkeypox on the books now in New York City, and the state health commissioner has declared monkeypox an imminent threat to the public, even though it seems to be largely impacting a particular community, as Samantha Liebman reports live from Chelsea this morning. Sam?
And Lee, the big news, thousands more doses of the monkeypox vaccine headed to New York, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra.
We have secured at HHS and the Biden administration, an additional 786,000 JYNNEOS vaccines.
That means 110,000 going to New York State, 80,000 to the city, where it has hit the gay community, spreading through close intimate contact. The vaccine's coming too late for Jeff Galais, who spoke with our Bridget Quinn on Newsline and says treatment also has to be addressed.
A lack of resources, a lack of knowledge around this from doctors and clinicians and hospitals, even across this city, the greatest city for healthcare for my community, and no one knows what's going on.
The state declaration that monkeypox is an imminent threat means the city will be reimbursed for its efforts to combat it. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live outside the City Health Clinic in Chelsea.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed has declared a state of emergency in her city over monkeypox. She says, unfortunately, they've seen this kind of situation before.
We know the challenges of what happens in San Francisco when we put public health on the back burner. We've seen this happen before in history, during the AIDS crisis.
She says her city is in desperate need of monkeypox vaccine from the federal government. It was cops and robbers, or at least robber, complete with gunfire in the middle of the night in Chelsea. Glenn Shuck on the scene with what we know so far. Glenn?
Very busy police investigation still, Lee. This was about 10 minutes before 3 this morning. The Doe Supper Club, it's spelled D-O-U-X, or do, if you want to pronounce it that way as well. This was where some plainclothes officers say they saw a robbery in progress, and then that gunfire. They were fired upon, they say, by at least one suspect. Police returning fire. Again, unaware at this point how many shots were actually exchanged. We can see at least two bullet fragments here on the ground at that corner of 21st and 6th, where this supper club is. Right down the block, if you want to lay the land here, where the old Limelight building was here. So we are told no one was struck, no officers hurt. Those suspects apparently got away, also unhurt, in a silver Audi. That was the escape car. Still a very active scene here, so we'll keep you up to date. There is no one in custody at this point. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here at 21st and 6th.
When police in Danbury, Connecticut found the bodies of a woman and her three children and said that they were not looking for a suspect, it was pretty clear what had happened there, and now they've confirmed it.
Neighbors of Sonia Loha say she would watch their children during the day, but she did not watch any of the neighbors' kids Wednesday. That's the day Danbury police say she asphyxiated her own three children, ages 12, 10, and 5. The police say she then went to the shed in the backyard and hanged herself. Loha lived in the home with two other adults, one of which was the father of her children. He made the gruesome discovery and called 911. The mayor of Danbury says mental health services and counseling will be available to the family and friends of the deceased, as well as the first responders at the scene. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
There was a time when people moved to Jersey City to save money on rent, but apparently that doesn't work anymore. Jersey City is now the most expensive city in the U.S. in which to rent, with an average rent of $5,500 a month, beating out San Francisco, Miami, and that notoriously expensive city on the other side of the Hudson. It was $3,300 a month just a year ago, but luxury apartments going up in Jersey City are luring New Yorkers who would pay a lot more for equivalent apartments, not average apartments, in Manhattan. Boston came in second at about $4,900 a month. Others in the top 10 are mostly in California, but Hoboken made the list as well at $4,200 a month. We've got another Mega Millions drawing tonight, and the grand prize is now $1.1 billion, second largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. If it's like the last 29 drawings, nobody will win the jackpot, but maybe somebody will, and financial experts say if that somebody is you, and you're a gambler, which you might be if you play the lottery, don't take the lump sum. They say take the 29-year annuity so you don't blow all your money at once. Then again, the odds that you need this advice are 302 million to 1, so you do the math. We'll have the winning numbers for you tonight at 11 here on 1010 Win soon as they are drawn. They sell some nice scooters at the electric scooter shop on Elizabeth Street in Soho, but some guys figured, why buy when you can steal? So 16 of them broke into the shop and cleared out about 50 e-scooters worth up to $3,000 each. That was pretty much the entire inventory. Owner Max Beckman says the operation was obviously meticulously planned and executed. Cops say they have arrested four of the 16 scooter thieves so far. Mayor Adams wants some federal help getting guns off the streets of the city. Yesterday, he asked for it.
Mayor Adams met with the new director of the ATF and handed him a shopping list. And the big ticket item at the top?
We want ATF to double the number of agents here in New York City. And we need Congress to support the ATF with the resources to make that happen.
The audio is from an online statement the mayor issued. No news reporters or camera crews were allowed at that meeting. The mayor said he also asked the ATF director to increase the data sharing with the NYPD. And finally, he asked that the firearms license of the nation's largest supplier of ghost guns be revoked. The mayor said it was a good meeting.
The director was receptive to these requests.
Later, the ATF director issued a statement saying he had a candid discussion with the mayor. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins News.
It was an unfortunately typical night in Harlem, meaning somebody got shot. A 17-year-old boy, in this case, hit once in the right leg at Broadway and 131st Street. He was taken to Harlem Hospital, where police say he did not wish to discuss the matter of who might have shot him or why. So no suspect and no motive as of now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.